Audio Gravity, 8th of August 2009. Good day to you. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are. First bunch of links today is from upyoursocial.com. They've put a together of top five social media podcasts. I don't really follow many podcasts now. I follow people on Audioboo, and I tend to go to their Audioboo page. I don't really go to their iPhone subscription, but I do have them in my iTunes. I just don't seem to be traveling enough right now to be able to accommodate listening to them on the iPod. I tend to listen to music throughout the day. I don't normally have enough time to sit down and listen to, long podcasts. I like the shorter form Twitter podcasts. But they have a list of five top social media podcasts that they think from Jaffa Juice, Dishy Mix, Media Hacks, Marketing Over Coffee, and The Social Geeks. And I've subscribed to all of those in iTunes today in the hope that I can get back to listening to RSS feeds at night, an hour before going to sleep. I used to do that. I used to literally take my iPhone or my iPod and listen to three or four podcasts before going to sleep. I found it a better way of relaxing instead of trying to relax from, looking at a screen. It's easier for me to listen to somebody speaking. Next link today is over on Vision 2. .com. They've the title is "Sleep Soundly with World War III Under Your Pillow." I'll read you the first bunch of lines. I can't speak for everyone here, but I could sleep every night atop. But if I could sleep every night atop my 32 rifles or 70 handguns, I just worry that the boogeyman would find a way to arm himself. The bed bunker is a 1,300-pound 10-gauge steel strongbox that locks your personal arsenal away with a hydraulic gas-assisted piston, even in a fire, withstanding up to 1,533 degrees for 2 hours. $2,000, and it's basically this steel frame thing that goes under your bed or becomes the bottom of the bed that you put your mattress on top of. And literally, I presume you press a button or some kind of, press foot release, and up pops this hydraulic space where all your guns are stored. And I just found it completely bizarre that, this is one of the links that I fell across. But it sounds to me that people in the middle of a depression or a recession start to panic about ownership. So if you're in the market for the bed bunker, go and check that out. Scary piece of equipment. Next link today. Australia to stimulate itself with government-backed 100 megabit fiber broadband for 90% of Australia. This is huge, absolutely huge. A government-sanctioned nationwide broadband initiative, and it's 43 43 billion plan to, I can't be right, to bring a fat 100 megabit fiber pipe to 90% of Australians. I mean, to be honest with you, this just shows you how far behind the times, the Digital Britain report was, and the fact that, lots of other countries are mobilizing themselves because they recognize the fact that if they don't have another source of import and export in terms of, content or media or some sort of fast delivery network to deliver this stuff to people's houses, then they're going to be in the dark. So, I certainly hope that the British government are looking around at these things. I hope somebody in that department is seriously thinking, bigger than 2 megabit. I think the 2 megabit thing in Digital Britain is basically most people will be able to get that. I think that's a huge oversight in terms of where we're going to need to be in terms of speed. Yes, that was okay when we were going from dial-up to broadband because it was unrecognizable territory and it just made things a little bit faster. But now the rate and the speed of software and hardware is changing so rapidly that the delivery method is becoming paramount, absolutely paramount to the next stage of applications. And I'm not talking years, we're talking months. Things are getting rapidly prototyped and built for niche markets incredibly quickly. And so, people are going to move. You're going to end up with this like ghost towns or ghost countries where they're just not fat enough internet connections. Next link today is over on Engadget. They posted this on August the 11th. That can't be right because it's only August the 8th. Wow, major date error on that one. This is the PhotoFast SSD 2.5-inch SATI solid-state disc. I only heard about this yesterday, so I think they've either posted this in the future and gone back in time with DeLorean, or they've just got the date wrong from it yesterday. So I've been looking at SSD for a while because I've got a Mac Pro and I've got 400-500 gig drives in there, so it gives me 2 terabits. But I would like my bootable drive to be almost instant on, and you know, be able to write files away very, very quickly. You know, bring Photoshop and all the other applications up dead quick. And I like the idea behind this. It's literally a roughly $90 adapter. You can get it for 10,000 yen, and it's a 9.5 millimeter tall, 2.5-inch, 3 gigabyte SATI adapter. But it can accommodate 6 SDHC cards. It's got enough room in there if you're using 6 32-gig cards for 192-gig SSD. Now, bear in mind that it's nowhere near the speeds of what the second-generation SSD drives can do. And obviously, they're coming down in price. But if you have got a good source of good quality, you know, class 6 SDHC drives, SD cards even, this is not a bad solution. $90, £45, not a lot of money really for the adapter, and then literally you just keep on filling it with drives, keep filling it with SD cards, and I presume that you set them up as RAID 0, like it says in this thing. It's saying RAID 0 using class 6 rated MLC based SDHC cards. I love the fact that somebody's thought about it. I never thought for 1 minute that you could take a card like that, but I used to use Compact Flash to boot up mini Linux systems for doing backups across network. I'm trying to think of the name of the thing now, but it was a network storage. I can't remember, Net something or other. I can't remember the name of it, but that booted up off of Compact Flash. But it didn't. I didn't even cross my mind that you could use SDHCs in an adapter for SSD. A bit of a poor man's SSD, really. Next link today is over on Firebox. They've got this really dinky camera. I'm not really sure about how good the audio quality is on it, but they're £80. It's incredibly small. It can take a mini SD 2 gigabyte card that it comes with, and you can get cards up to 8 gigabyte, and I'm sure you can get higher than that. If you've got an 8 gig in there, you can get 4 hours. It's not mega quality. It's comparable to the Flip in that it's 640 by 480 in size. There is a Vox mode on it, so you can start and stop recordings using your voice, so you can say action or whatever, and it will kick in. It also, you can get an Extreme Sport Pack. I don't know why they say Extreme, which has, you know, loads of bits and pieces in there: weatherproof skin, armband, carry pouch, headband strap, Velcro straps, lanyard, all sorts of stuff. I can imagine the lanyard being quite cool. You can just keep this on all the time, fixed around your neck as you're walking about, and then speed that footage up later, I guess. And finally, the last link today, I've never really got around to using my Snowball Blue yet, and I'm desperate to record a podcast. I've already listed out 17 episodes of what I want it to be, the first 17 episodes, and I just really need to sit down and record it. So I was looking around for a relatively simple piece of software. Yes, I could use something like GarageBand or something like that, but I've come across this one from NCH Software, which is an Australian company, called Record Pad Sound Recorder, and because it's a very, very easy application to make recordings, and you can set them by date and all that sort of stuff. MPEG-3 write from 8 to 320 kilobits, and so I'm going to be playing around with that and see if I can get this these audio podcasts out, because I've started to get used to being recording audio daily on Audioboo, but it'd be nice to add that, get the ball rolling on another separate project, and I can record it at the same time. Straight after I've done Audio Gravity, I can do this as well. That's it for today. Hope you have a really good day today, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.